Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Of course, we head into Miami, Bank of St. Lucia, quite soon. So do what you have to do. Use that Visa credit card and head over to Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. Today, I'm joined with Ms. Jaquella Freeman. How are you, Ms. Freeman?
I'm all right. Thanks, you.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm always excited when I have a student aide with me, you know, and that's amazing. By the way, guys, I will start for Jaquella today. She's 18 years old. Right?
Yes, I am.
And she's made Youth Unplugged today, so that is actually quite extraordinary. So let's talk about you. All right?
Yes. Hi, my name is Jaquella. I am a college student, so AFA, and I am an artist. I love to paint. I'm a very artistic child. I love to paint. I have a slight eye issue, which I'm going to talk about
in a bit.
That's basically it.
Okay, well, I like that, but I want to go deeper into that. So, Jaquella, where did it all start off for you in terms of school? Because now you're at Sir Arthur,
yes.
And I mean, you're still trying to get it right in terms of the education system, and you are the best that we have to offer right now, Sir Arthur Lewis Community College. But where did it all start for you?
Well, I attended Ave Maria Primary and Infant, and then after, I went to Sir Ira Simmons, and then now I'm up the moon.
Okay. Well, you said you were an artist. I mean, at the primary school level, there's not much room for probably artistic expression, except if you were probably in the Ave Maria yard drawing on the, you know, I think everyone did that, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have a piece of chalk, and you'd probably, you know,
draft on the ground,
you know, and it would be a lot of painting until the rain comes and washes it all away.
Yes.
Right? But when you get to the secondary school, there is more room for that expression, and I would imagine that you would have succeeded in art,
yes.
A subject which I failed terribly. I couldn't draw point perspective, you know, 2-3 point perspective.
I know what you mean.
I guess you're a pro at that.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, I like that. That's some confidence, right? So, how was that for you at the secondary school level? I mean, some people tend to stay within the business subjects, etc., but I would imagine that you were within the art.
Yes, because secondary school, we have wider ranges compared to primary and infants.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the opportunity to actually express myself with these subjects, especially for visual arts. Shout out to Miss, my arts teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, also for technical drawing.
Yes. Okay, so you're a tech.
Yes.
All right. I mean, when I went to school, I didn't have the opportunity for that. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, St. Mary's College, we didn't have technical drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we had visual arts. But as soon as I got the chance to leave visual arts, I ran away.
I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. I find it very difficult. So whenever I see someone who is very artistic and has talent like you, I mean, it makes me smile, because I know that's something that I can't do to save my life. And she actually came in here today with some two beautiful paintings. I mean, two beautiful paintings. And I'll talk about those in a little while. You're smiling there. I like it. All right. So, why art? What inspired you to go into art?
I will not say it's an inspiration. It's more of like, it's an instinct thing, right? If you think of something you really want to do, you actually carry on with it. So, my mom was very artistic as well. So, I kind of inherit that from her.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not call it an inspiration. It's more of like instinct. I think of something and just...
You just put it down?
I jot it down.
Okay, so no artistic influences. I mean, with everything that you do, someone should probably not, certainly not, probably not inspire, but influence you a little bit. There's no one that you could...
Not anyone, but you could say color.
Okay.
Color is an inspiration for me a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So, what is your favorite time, for instance, to create something? Do you get up a morning and say, but you know, I just dreamt of something?
Straight so.
It's just coming out.
Yes. I also paint, believe me or not, I paint in the night, like after hours, because that's when I actually feel the creativity coming to me, because I'll be on my phone scrolling or whatever. And then, like, out of the blue, I just, let me go and paint something. That's how it is.
Okay, well, I have a challenging question for you. Mm-hmm. How did you develop your artistic skill? Is it something that you placed a lot of emphasis on growing up, or is it something that you just naturally
You could say it's something I naturally got, but with time and effort, consistency is key. So gradually, I got better.
Okay, but even with art, I mean, criticism is something that you get, right? Sometimes you would think that, yes, I'm expressing myself, but constantly sometimes somebody would tell you, well, this is not, I don't like to see it. Or how do you deal with that?
Well, everyone has an opinion. That's all right. That's something artists actually need more of. But if I like it and somebody else does not like it, it will not influence me in any type of way. If you ask me to like fix up a little line or something like that, that's all right. But other than that, I just find my art pieces are unique. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take that. You also mentioned earlier that, and I think we had to speak about that, keratoconus, or rather cornea. Talk to me about that.
Yes.
Because I saw the paintings a while ago, and very interesting, very vivid, a lot of colors. How are you able to even?
Well, I didn't know I even had the condition to begin with, but like gradually as I grew up, I like knew where things were, how things are, and you know. But I'll not say it influences me to, how should I say it? It's not really a bad thing for me because it's already in my blood. I have inherited it. So it will not be anything bad when I paint, when I draw, anything like that. I do not paint with my contacts. I actually am wearing contacts right now.
Okay.
So I do not paint with my contacts or draw because after a time, it will get really uncomfortable. And yeah, so I don't really paint with my contacts and I don't draw at all with them.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know what conical cornea or keratoconus is, it is a condition in which the clear tissue of the front of the eye or the cornea kind of bulges outwards. Now, I am no eye specialist, but I happen to know a little something about the eye, how the cones and the rods react. I mean, from school, I did a little bit of biology, so you have a little understanding, but you don't, no one could probably put themselves in your shoes because you're the one who, you know, actively feels probably that bulge or what not. But my question to you, is it something that, let me try to rephrase this, is it something that would affect how probably one may draw a circle or probably how you would see something in a different, again, speaking about point perspective, would you see something in a different perspective as compared to probably me or?
Yeah, because like my eyes, I do not see something like straight or fine. It's blurred out very bad. But I try my best because like the closer I am, I kind of like get a little perspective on it, but in terms of that, I mean, yes, I can. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going back into my questions on art, artistic expression. What actually just reading the wrong one here. How can your work affect societal issues? I mean, last week, I remember at the school, there was a large mural painting. I mean, a bunch of students came together. I don't know if you were a part of that, right? They came and did some work on Nobel laureates and how those paintings, I mean, you pass and you see it, it's like, okay, yes, this is probably affecting me. Help me to strive for success or whatnot. Do you think that your paintings could probably have that impact on someone in years to come? How do you...
It definitely can, because like I said, well, you will not know what I see. So my condition and how like I portray the art itself, it's not really, how should I say it? It's not, how should I say it? I could do, but yeah.
Like, oh, take your time. I mean,
the word is not coming to me. But with more and more, like, the more you do, the better you get, right? So learn that, learn from that. It doesn't matter if your eyes are, if you are disabled in terms of vision, mm-hmm. you still have something to do, okay?
And of course, something to show.
And it's something to show, right? So, to me, from my perspective, it's actually beneficial because you still have to be constant in order for you to get something done, right? Right.
Of course.
Right. So that's how it is.
Okay. Well, we had to take a quick word from our sponsor today. That is Bank of St. Lucia. Of course, making Youth Unplugged possible every single week. So, guys, just give us 1 second. We're going to be back. Just a quick word from our sponsor, the Bank of St. Lucia.
Did the holiday season leave your wallet feeling a bit lighter than usual? Don't worry, we've got your back. Ease the squeeze with a hassle-free BOSL quick cash loan and get up to $5,000 unsecured. Picture this, 72-hour approval, competitive interest rates, easy repayment terms, pay bills, buy groceries and more with Bank of St. Lucia's quick cash loan. We're here to help you kick off 2024 with financial confidence. The BOSL quick cash promotion runs from January 15th to February 15th, 2024. It's time to ease the squeeze with BOSL's quick cash loan. Apply today. Visit our website at bankofstlucia.com or WhatsApp 720-275. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Ready, set, Miami! St. Lucia, it's time to turn your Miami vacation dreams into reality with your Bank of St. Lucia Visa credit card. Here's the deal. Swipe your BOSL Visa credit card for $100 or more and get entered for a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip for two to Miami in our Ready, Set, Miami promotion.
What?
Yes, you heard me. An all-expense-paid trip for two to Miami. We're talking flights, hotel accommodations, and spending money on us. But wait, don't have a BOSL Visa credit card? Apply and get approved for a BOSL Visa credit card today. And you could be packing your bags and flying to Miami. But act fast. This promotion ends on February 28th, 2024. Apply for BOSL Visa credit card and shop and win today. Visit our website at www.bankofstlucia.com or contact us at 720-2675 for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Thanks for staying with us, guys. This is Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. I'm joined today with Ms. Jaquella Freeman. Jaquella, once again, thanks again for choosing RC and, of course, coming with us here today. So, I mean, earlier we spoke about your journey, I mean, school, and how you developed your art. But, I mean, going forward, there's a lot that you can do with it. And that's some of the questions I want to ask in this second segment of the show. Firstly, how do you manage your work life balance? I mean, you're at school now.
Yes.
And I mean, I could consider art as work. Right? So how do you manage the two?
Well, it's not every day I go to school. So the times that I am off or when I have nothing to do, I paint. I do what I have to do because I have commissions. My commissions are now open. So people request for me to create artwork for them. So that's what I do.
Okay. Well, I'll take that. But what medium do you use to get your work out there?
Okay. So I use oil paint, acrylic paint. Medium, you said, right?
Medium, right.
Okay.
So if, for example, I want to get a piece from you, what medium can I go through to contact you for a piece, for example?
A medium.
Yeah, medium, medium.
Oh, medium.
Yes.
Okay. So you, well, I do acrylic paintings, oil paintings, charcoal drawings, you could name it. I do not have any restrictions because I want my, I want to broaden my art horizons, basically. That's what I want to do. So you could name anything, you could ask me to do anything, and I will create the piece just for you.
Okay. So what is an ideal work environment for you? Can you just pop up by the beach, or probably you have a specific room that you use to...
Well, I like quiet places because that's the only place where I could think and express myself properly. So when I'm in my little corner, no noise, nothing, just paint. It makes me, it calms me down in order for me to produce the work to how I would like.
Right. Okay, one more question. Tell me how you've developed your art career so far. Have you seen any significant strides probably you've made over the past few years. A while ago, we spoke about how, again, it's important to take criticism, mm-hmm. but have you seen any significant strides probably within your career thus far?
Yes, I have actually. And I am trying my best to improve on it by keeping consistent and in order for me to produce the best work that I can, despite those challenges.
Okay. What is your most notable piece?
Well, I have a piece right here. Well, two actually. It's a cat acrylic painting and mm-hmm. a swan acrylic painting.
Now, that, I think the swan, mm-hmm. I think you pull it out now. Probably our viewers on Facebook could probably take a look at it. The mm-hmm. swan, I mean, that one was, I think that's my favorite.
Aww.
All right? Because it included, I mean, can I see the other one, please? All right. So our viewers on Facebook, I'm not too sure if you can see too clearly, but this is some of her paintings right here. We have a swan and a bit of a kitten here. And lastly, the Madras. Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, the most notable piece mm-hmm. out of the three. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying this one here.
Yes.
Okay, so what exactly are we looking at here?
We are looking at my actual first real painting.
Mm-hmm.
these are conch shells and a piece of madras attached to it with some sand. It's not real sand, fake sand. So it's actually inspired by the way I see things, because normally you'll like realize the conch shells are not sitting on the base as you would expect it to be. But since I cannot see regular, I created that piece. So I portrayed what I could see.
Okay.
In other words, yes.
All right. I mean, but the conch shells is clear. I mean, if you look at the painting, that's the first thing you notice. You notice the conch shells, and of course, you notice the madras.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't mention sand, I probably wouldn't see sand.
Too but it's a texture.
Yes, probably because of the texture.
Yeah.
You know, so it is beautiful in itself. And I think that one is definitely my favorite out of the three. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So probably you could frame that one. You understand? that's the one that I really appreciated. The swan, again, my second favorite. And I actually have a little phobia for cats. So, yeah, I do.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I'm so serious. So probably the cat is my least favorite out of the three.
So you're afraid of the painting?
I'm not afraid of it. I'm afraid of cats. That's mm-hmm. the thing.
But that's a cat.
Yeah, it is. All right. So, Miss Freeman, what's next for you? I mean, the journey is... one that, I mean, uh-huh. it's a lifelong thing. I mean, someone with artistic expression, someone who's in creative arts,
uh-huh.
I mean, you don't stop no matter what may affect, what hurdles that you may get. What's next for you?
Well, in the years to come, I'm planning on becoming a robotics engineer. So I do engineering at Sir Arthur. So in order for me to get to that point, I have to complete this. But I have to be more consistent no matter with my eyes being visually impaired and all of that, I will still work hard. I'll wear my contacts and all of that, make sure I do my work well, make sure I could see things well. And although my condition does not have a cure, it is very rare, but there are certain procedures I still need to take, but there's no cure. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Freeman. Of course, for coming in with us here
mm-hmm.
at RCI. Of course, Youth Unplugged is all about highlighting extraordinary mm-hmm. people within our society. And I must say, in your own right, you are extraordinary.
Thank you.
So thank you so much once again for coming in today. We say thanks to our viewers and, of course, thanks to our sponsor, the Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need. My name is Gary Vidal. We'll see you guys again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged.